talk a little bit about Chesh Elul. Bochum come back from a summer. From one side, doing Chesed, doing mitzvahs. From the other side, in an environment of Nesienis, an environment of Nesienis Achaim. Coming back to more Nesienis Achaim. Let's see what the avoda of a person is, how a person is given on Nesienis, what our avoda is in life. The Torah Kedosha tells us, Shoftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol sherecha asher Hashem alekecha noisen lecha. The Torah Kedosha tells us a mitzvah which has nothing to do with us in our times, only in the times that it was Shonim Kitikunam, and Klal Yisrael was Sheira Admosom, then there was a mitzvah of Shoftim v'shoitrim. Torah is Nitzchias. Everything in Torah has to be applied, and Torah is Nitzchias in every Zaman. And if the Torah tells us Shoftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol sherecha asher Hashem alekecha noisen lecha, then the Torah is telling you something that's negeya every time. And if this is the first pasuk that we read in Chodesh Elul, then it means that this is pertinent to our Aveda in Chodesh Elul. And in this pasuk lies more or less everything that a person has to do in Chodesh Elul. Who's the Shefet and who's the Sheiter? Rashi tells us a Shefet is the one who paskins the halacha. A Sheiter is the one who makes sure that people listen. A Shefet is the judge who breaks the halachas. The Sheiter is the policeman that sees. Rashi says, Makin kifsim b'makal ritzua. They hit and they make sure, they tie up people to make sure that they listen to what the Shefet says. A person has two halakim in himself. A person has himself a sichli and a chumri. A person has himself seichel, which is the seichel of a yid, is not the seichel of a guy. The seichel of a yid is a davar ruchni, a neshama akdeisha, that the neshama akdeisha dictates seichel elikai, teira akdeisha, and a person has in himself a guf which is pulls him to gashmis, a guf which makes him a megushim, a guf which gives him gashmis, a guf which is tends to pull a person to Gashmias from itself, because the guf is ofer min adama. And besides the guf that pulls itself to Gashmias, we ourselves have caused that the guf has become more Megushim. The more a person is oisek in Gashmias, the more a person tends to give his guf its needs, the more the guf becomes a Megushim, and the more the guf needs. The guf is something that it needs more. The Gemara tells us about the guf, Masbiyoi Rav Marivei Sova. The guf, if you satisfy it, it becomes hungry. If you make it hungry, it becomes satisfied. Gashmias is the works, the opposite of everything else. Masbiyoi, if you masbiya the Gashmias, then Rav, it's hungry for more. There's no such Eitzah. People think that the Eitzah of a Gashmias is to give the guf what it needs and then the guf will be quiet. That's not true. If you give the guf in a oifen that you masbiya the guf, that you give the guf its full needs, you satiate the guf, then the guf is Rav. The guf wants more and more and more. The guf is something that never ends what it needs. If it's Marivai, if you make the guf, you leave it hungry, you don't give it its full needs, you're always marivai, then you have an eitzah, then masbiya, then the guf is satiated and it doesn't ask for more. That is the eitzah of a guf. And the reason why we have such nesienis achayim, we, meaning myself and all of us, why we all have such nesienis achayim, is because we have given our guf its needs, and the guf has become a guf that needs a lot and asks for a lot. And the guf tends to pull us down, to pull us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have two parts in ourselves. The Gemara says, and there's a Medrash one Lashon, and the Gemara another Lashon. There's a Lashon, Asayaf Vasefer Yordu Kruchem Min HaShemayim. The Sayaf meaning a sword which is used to kill a person by taking off his head. Vasefer Yordu Kruchem Min HaShemayim. Came down Min HaShemayim, Kruchem together. That's one Lashon Chazal. There's a Lashon Chazal in Avodah Zarah, Isafra Lav Saifa, Isaifa Lav Safra. If there is Sefer, there is no Sayaf. If there is Sayaf, there is no Sefer. What do these two Chazal mean? The Heilige Avner Nezer explains these two Chazal with trying to explain another Chazal. The Gemara says in Masechet Kiddushin, Masechet Baba Kama, Talmud Gadol, Maaseh Gadol. Which is bigger? Learning is bigger, Maaseh is bigger. Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maaseh. Let us take these words and repeat them in different language and see what is more important. One will ask a person an equation. What is more important, A or B? Which is more important? And I will answer him, A is more important because A brings you to B. That means that the whole importance of A is because it brings you to B. So what's the ultimate goal? B. So what is more important? B is more important. So what does the Gemara tell you? Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh. Talmud is bigger because it brings you to Maaseh. That means that what is more important? Maaseh is more important, not Talmud is more important. So how does the Gemara say Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh? The Gemara should bring Fakert, Gadol Maaseh, because you see that Gadol Talmud, the whole greatness of Talmud is because it brings you to Maaseh. So that means, what's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is Maaseh, not the ultimate goal is Talmud. So how do we understand that Gemara? Let us understand another question. A person has a nisayon in whatever it is, whichever nisayonis he has, Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh. What does that mean? Does that mean that when a person learns Hilchas Tzitzis, he'll know how to put on Tzitzis? When a person will learn Hilchas Tefillin, he'll know how to put on Tefillin? And when a person learns other halachas, he'll learn Chesha Mishpat Hilchas Ainoa, he'll be an Erlich Yid and he won't do Ainoa in business? When he'll learn Hilchas Ribbis, he'll be able to watch Hilchas Ribbis? Is that what it means? Does it mean that? Then it's not Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh. Let me ask you a question. If a person has to fix this machine here, the only way he knows how to work this machine is by taking a handbook and reading the handbook and knowing how to work the machine. Does that mean that the handbook is a very big thing because it brings you to fix the machine? If somebody has to learn how to fix a clock, so you can say that the handbook is very important because it teaches you how to fix the clock. That doesn't mean Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh. That means that Hilchas Tzitzis is very important because you know how to make tzitzis. That's the meaning of Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh. That's not the Gadol, that's not big, of course. In every chochmah in the world, if you want to know something, you have to study the Chachma. If you're not going to study, you're not going to know. So that doesn't make the thing Gadol. So what's by Torah Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh? The Teretz is Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh means that a Bocha could learn Shor Shenogach Es Aparah. He can learn Shor Shenogach Dalet Vehei. He can learn Shnai Meichs and Betales. He can learn Abba Ovis Nezikin. And that will cause him to come to be a more Erlich Yid in business. That will come to make him more Erlich Yid and be able to be Mizgaber on all the Nisyanis Achayim. Has nothing to do that will make him listen to what he's learning. Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh means that by learning Torah Akdeisha, it brings you Lidei Maaseh. In other Maasim, it brings you. It elevates your whole Maasim. It elevates and changes your whole Guf. It elevates and changes your whole Hanhaga. It is not the Pshat that Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh, it's a handbook. Hilchas Tzitzis will teach you how to put on Tzitzis. Hilchas Tefillin will teach you how to put on Tefillin. Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh means that by learning the Torah Akdeisha, you become different, your maises become different, your asiyas become different, your whole life becomes a different life through Torah Akdeisha. That's what it means, Gadol Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maaseh. That means a person has a neshama Akdeisha, a person has a guf. There are people that the guf and the neshama, the head and the guf, are not connected. We find by Esav HaRosha, Chazal tell us that when Esav HaRosha came and they wanted to take that Yankov shouldn't be able to be Nikbar in Maras HaMachpelah, Chushim Ben Don killed him and his head fell off and his head fell into the Maras HaMachpelah, into the hands of Yitzchak Avinu, and his head is covered in the Maras HaMachpelah and his goof is covered someplace else. What does that Gemara mean? What does the Gemara want to tell us? The Gemara wants to tell us Esav suffered from a big problem. He suffered that his head wasn't connected to his guf. Esav was a very big person. Esav knew the Torah Akdeisha. If one wants to know who Esav was, it says in Tzadikim, the Shem Shmuel brings that L'osid Lovay, when Mashiach will come, Esav HaRasha will sit right next to Mashiach and you will not be able to tell who he is. He will look just like Mashiach, you won't be able to tell the difference from him. And when you'll hear him speak, you'll think that it's just the same Tzadik like Mashiach. You won't be able to know the difference because his mind is 100% knows Torah Akdeisha and he knows the Torah from Reisha Ad Seifa. But what was the problem in Esav? he suffered from Misas Saif. When he was living, he suffered from Misas Saif. His head was not connected to his guf. His head didn't impress his guf. His limud HaTorah didn't change his maisim. His limud HaTorah was not connected to his guf. That's called Misas Saif. The Torah Gedoshah tells you, Asayif v'asefer yordu kruchem min hashamayim. Saif and Sefer came down kruchem min hashamayim. Isayfa lav safra, isafra lav saifa. If you learn Sefer, if you learn the Torah Gedoshah, then you can't be suffer from saifa. You can't suffer from Misas Saif. It has to change your guf. It can't be just in the mayach. It can't be just Torah Gedoshah is something that you learn with your mayach. It has to change your guf. Is safra, if you're learning Torah, love safer. The is safra, if you see you're suffering from saif, that means love safer. That means you're not learning the Torah Gedoshah. That means you're learning a chokhma. There are people that learn Torah Gedoshah, and they learn Torah Gedoshah, and it's just like they're studying biology, they're studying Torah. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. It's very mind interesting. It's very nice chokhma. But that's not what the Torah Gedoshah is. The Torah Gedoshah is not chokhma. The Torah Gedoshah is something that changes the person. The Torah Gedoshah is something that elevates the person. The Torah Gedoshah is something that changes the person. In 30 days, 28 days, we are going to eat a tapuach bedvash. We're going to eat a tapuach bedvash on the night of Yom Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah. We're going to eat tapuach bedvash. What is this dvash? What is this inyan of eating a tapuach bedvash? Why do we eat a tapuach bedvash? What is the specialty of eating a tapuach bedvash? What is this minig Yisrael? Every minig Yisrael has hundreds of tamim. Let us try to understand what the remez of dvash is. The Torah Akdeisha tells us, David HaMelech and Tillim, David HaMelech tells us in Tillim, the Torah Akdeisha is misukim midvash v'neifes tzufim. The Torah Akdeisha is more mosuk than dvash, and more mosuk than neifes tzufim. What is the big importance that the Torah is more mosuk than dvash? Why do we have to know that the Torah is more mosuk than dvash? The Heilige Chofetz Chaim writes in Lekutei Halachos, the Agdoma to Lekutei Halachos on Zvochim, the second Agdoma, the Chofetz Chaim tells us, dvash, it says in Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina in Masechtes Berachos, that when a tzira, a bee, creates dvash, he could leave sometimes pieces of the bee in the dvash. They could fallen pieces of the bee in the dvash. Are you allowed to eat it or you're not allowed to eat it? Zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, you're allowed to eat it, because the dvash, the mesikus of the dvash, changes the feet of the tzira to become a dover hamuter. And a velo fall into dvash. If we're long enough in dvash, the dvash will change it to a dover amuter. We don't pask it maybe like that. The shach says we don't pask it like a beni yoina, because a dover ayoitzim in a osir. But that has nothing to do. The metzius is true. Dvash changes something. Zok deilach chavetz chayim. The Torah Gdoisha is mosuk midvash. Means to tell you that the Torah Gdoisha has the same koyach as dvash. A person could lie in the worst of matzovim. A person can be an avela. A person can be an availer. We know very good what could happen to a person. A person could lie in the worst of the worst and feel himself, look at himself very down. He could look at himself that I'm worth nothing. I did this, I did this, I did this, I fell through in this. I look at myself in a very bad light. Torah Gdeisha can take a person and be mitire him and change him from the worst to the best. Torah Gdeisha is misukim midvash v'neifes tufim. Torah Gdeisha has a koyach to change a person. Dvarim Neirom from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us what Torah Gdeisha could do for a person. And if he doesn't do that to a person, that means that if you have Saifa, that means there's something wrong with your Torah Gdeisha. I know somebody asked the Heilige Satmerov Zechat Tzadik Levracha a question. There was a Bacha that knew how to learn very well, and his nights weren't the way it should be. He was frequenting places that he shouldn't frequent at night. And he asked the Satmarov, how could it be? He learns Torah all day. How could it be he should frequent such places at night? And the Torah is Dvash, the Torah should change him. And the Satmarov answered him, if you put a Nevela in Dvash, and part of the Nevela is outside of the Dvash, it'll never change. The only way somebody gets changed with Torah is immersed completely in Torah. If he gets immersed completely in Torah, he gets immersed completely in Torah, he's completely lying in Torah, then the Torah can change him. He can't be part in Torah and part someplace else. He has to be completely immersed in Torah. You have to be completely immersed in Torah. You can't take part of you someplace else. That's Isafra, Laf Saifa, Isafra, Laf Safra. Torah is Dvash, Torah is dvash, and that Torah is the koyach of, that changes a person. So a person has two parts in himself. A person has himself a shofet, the seichel of his, which the seichel could be very good, and he knows what's right and what's wrong. But the guf doesn't want to know what's right and what's wrong. The guf wants to go off and do all the nyanei olam hazeh. And a person needs to be a shoiter on the guf. A person has to take that shofet and connect it to the guf. It's not alone to be a shofet, it's not enough. You could have a judge that gives out the nicest halachas. If you don't have a good police force, then it's hefker the world. You could have the best rules and regulations. But if you don't have a police force to enforce the rules and regulations, then it doesn't help having good rules and regulations. You could know in your mind what's right and what's wrong from today till tomorrow. But if you don't have a police force to police what's right and what's wrong, then it's not, then you're never going to be right. Shoftim is not enough. Your mind has to know what's right, but v'shoitrim, you need to have shoitrim, you need to have a police force, you need to force your guf to listen to you. Shoftim v'shoitrim titan lacha. A person has to have sai shoftim and sai shoitrim. If he doesn't have both, then the person will never be right. You cannot be a shoiter if you don't know what's right and what's wrong. You can't police yourself if you don't know what's right and what's wrong. If our sensitivities are not right, if our mind doesn't realize what's right and what's wrong, then we can't be, have the right to police ourselves. If we know what's right and what's wrong, then afterwards we have to police ourselves. What is the most important nekuda? What is the most important nekuda to remember? Torah Akdoshah tells us five words. Five words. Torah Akdoshah tells us we have to put policemen b'chol sha'arecha. Chol sha'arecha, it says in all the svarim, means in all the openings that the guf has. The guf has a lot of openings. The Torah HaKadosh says in Parashas Bereishis, LePesach Chatos Revetz. Wherever there's an opening in the guf, that's where the Chatos is Revetz. The Torah HaKadosh, the Rebbeinu Shalom created a person with ears. If created with ears, the ears can bring into a person the worst. I don't have to tell you, you're not naive people. You know very, very, very well what the world offers to listen to. Everybody knows what the world offers to listen to. If it would be not infiltrated in our circles, I wouldn't have to talk about it. But we know very well that it's infiltrated in our circles to listen to music that adores everything that the Torah asks. That adores everything that the Torah asks. Everything that the Torah says, you're not allowed to do. The music says, that's the nicest and the best of the world. It adores everything that the Torah asks. And if that's let into sha'arecha, if you let that into your ears, then it's impossible for a person to be good. It's impossible to let the music rock into your ears with the noises that it comes with and tramples everything, takes away your whole mind and tells you what the world has to offer and stay good. It doesn't work. It can't work. It can't work. If your sha'arecha are open, if your eyes are open, if all the sha'arecha are open, then it can't work. So how does a person overcome it? You know how he overcomes it? He has to remember, Asher Hashem Elokecha Noisen Loch. Who gave you your ears? Who gave you your eyes? Who gave them to you? Who created them? Why did you wake up this morning and you were able to hear? Why did you wake up this morning and you're able to see? Nobody gave it to you. You don't have it because you were born with it. You don't have it because you had it yesterday. You have it because the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving it to you now. The only reason that I see now is only because at the present second and at the present moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the ability to see. If at this moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not give me the ability to see, I would not be able to see. If at this moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be giving me the ability, wouldn't be giving me the ability to hear, I would not be able to hear. Now let me ask every single person here. If we would clearly believe, if our amuna would be bebehirus, our amuna would be clearly, and we would realize that at this moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me my ears, at this moment He's giving me the ability to hear, would it be possible at that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the ability to hear the schmutz of the street? Would it be possible? If we would realize that, it's impossible. If we would realize that this eyes that I see with, at this moment the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving me the kayach to look, would it be possible to see a Riyah Asura? Would it be possible to use what the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving me this minute, this exact minute, this exact second He's giving it to me? Would it be possible to use it against Him? Would it be possible? It's bad enough to use it against Him if He gave it to me yesterday, to use it against Him.
But if I realize that I'm getting it now, every minute, every second I'm getting it from him, then it's impossible to use it against him. If you want to know how shaftim v'shaytim titan l'cha b'chol sharecha, you want to know what the policeman is, you want to know how to police yourself, there's one thing you have to remember. Asher Hashem alakecha noisen l'ch. Remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to you every minute. Remember that it's a constant nesina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember it's a constant nesina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every minute, every second, it's a constant nesina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you'll remember that it's a constant nesina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll know that you can't use it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wouldn't enter your mind to use it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shaftim v'shaytrim. That's the policeman that a person has to have. But you have to have a lot of amunah from that. You have to have a lot of amunah. You have to have a lot of yirah shamayim. Not bechinom is shoftim and shoytrim together with the two words begematria yirah shamayim. That's what a person has to have. A person has to have yirah shamayim. What does yirah shamayim mean? What does yirah shamayim mean? Why is yirah shamayim called yiras shamayim? The Chidushanim says, you know why yirah shamayim is called yirah shamayim? What happened when the shamayim were created? Rashi tells us shamayim were shaky. They were wobbly, the shamayim. They weren't firm. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a scream on the Shemayim, and it became from the pachat of the Rebbeinu Shem's dibber, they got a fright, they became hard, they became frightened and they became hard. That yira we have to have, the same yira as the Shemayim. We have to have the same yira as the Shemayim. We have to hear the Dvar Hashem. We have to hear the Shemayim every minute. Every minute, ki b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu, ki hu tziva v'nevero. Every minute the Rebbeinu Shem creates the Shemayim. Every minute the Shemayim is mole yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every minute the Shemayim hears HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dvar Hashem. And every minute it's created again, and every minute it gets the fright. That's why the Shemayim stays firm from the fright of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have that same yira. We have to have the same yira that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom on the world. We have to have the same yira that the Shemayim have. We have to have the same yira from the Dvar Hashem. We have to have that yira from the Dvar Hashem. That pachat from the Dvar Hashem we have to have. How do we get that pachat? How do we get that pachad not to be over in the Dvar Hashem? We have to chazer and chazer and chazer. Asher Hashem alekach onoisen loch. Don't take anything for granted. If Rabbi Shalom doesn't let you think, if Rabbi Shalom doesn't give you the ability to overcome the Sionis, pay a visit to people that the Rabbi Shalom took away their riyah. Pay a visit to people that the Rabbi Shalom took away their shmia. Pay a visit to people that the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't let hear and see. And then you'll realize that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you a matana to hear and see. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives you every minute a matana to hear and see. Chazer yourself in amuna. Chazer yourself with clear amuna. La'oisei oirim gidoilim ki lo'ilim chazdei. Ha'mechadish b'chol yoim tamid. Why do you have to say tamid? Ha'mechadish b'chol yoim ma'aseh bereishis. What does the word tamid mean? How do you daven every day? What does the word tamid mean? The Nefesh HaChaim says the word tamid means every single second, every single second, every single split second, the Eibishter is mechadish again the world. Every split second. Ka'amor la'oisei oirim gidoilim. It doesn't say sha'asa oisei gidoilim. La'oisei, he's doing it now, the oirim gidoilim. La'oisei, every single second the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you eyes, every single second the Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you a mouth, every single second he's giving you earring, every single second he's giving it to you. You'll remember that, you'll remember to use it only as the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. Avodas Elul is Avodah of Emunah. Avodas Elul is Avodah of Emunah. You can't be Erlich Yid without Emunah. Every single Bocha, he wants to be an Erlich Yid, make yourself a copy of the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch. Make yourself a copy of the first Ramban Shulchan Aruch. And we'll have an Asoyan, take it out of your pocket and read the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somet. Read the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somet. Read in front of your eyes that there's a Rebbeinu Shalom. Read in front of your eyes that you're standing in front of Hashem Yisbarach now. Read in front of your eyes the Amunah that there's a Bayer Olam. That'll keep you away from everything. It'll keep you away from anything. Even the last minute, even the hardest of times to be Mitzgaber. If you remind yourself that Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you now that Koyach, and what are you doing? You're taking that Koyach against the Rebbeinu Shalom. You would realize what you're doing. You wouldn't be able to do it. And the Rebbeinu Shalom give you the Koyach to be Maminim Bashem. Maminim. Work on Amunah. Work on this Amunah of Hashem Alekech HaNoisen Lach. You'll work on this Amunah of Hashem Alekech HaNoisen Lach. And the Rebbeinu Shalom will help that you'll be able to work Chedish Elul. You'll be able to be in a Sa'ala, to have a Ksivach Simateva, to have an Emestiki Rosh Hashanah, Emestiki Yom Adin, and eventually she'll give you a Ksivach Simateva. But remember what Elul is. Remember the Aveda of Elul. Remember Shoftim V'Shoytrim. You have to remember what's right, and you have to have the police to police yourself, to force yourself, to force yourself to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeratzen. And if you force yourself to go HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeratzen, Sof Kol Sof, it becomes easy at the end. At the end it becomes easy. At the beginning it's hard. Once you force yourself to do it, Rebbeinu Shem Zeratzen, the end of the way becomes easy. And Rashi says from Parshas Yisrei, "Kam ve'elech yerav lachem." In the beginning it's hard. Afterwards it becomes mosuk. Afterwards it becomes dvash. After it becomes very easy, it becomes dvash. Just the end. Chodesh Elul is not allowed to go away a day without learning Musa. Chodesh Elul, you have to learn Musa every day. I would advise you, if you want to know what Musa Sefer to learn, all of you have a very good aid to what Sefer to learn. Mesilas Yesharim. You tell me Mesilas Yesharim is a very hard Sefer to come to. Go and buy these four volumes, the first four parakim of Mesilas Yesharim. Four volumes of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel in English. Four volumes of Rabbi Yaakov Hillel in English on Mesilas Yesharim. Four volumes will keep you busy all of Elul and it'll change your life. Because he takes Mesilas Yesharim and takes it practical down to your life. He talks very practically what Mesilas Yesharim wants from you. Musar is begematria dvash. That's the dvash that changes you. You learn Musar, it'll change you. Without Musar, it's hard to change. It's hard to change. Musar is that dvash that'll change you. Learn Mesilas Yesharim. Learn Mesilas Yesharim on our level. Not just the philosophy of Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim down to earth. Mesilas Yesharim that talks to us. It's available to get. You learn Mesilas Yesharim that's down to earth, it'll change your life. You learn Mesilas Yesharim, it won't let you get involved in what the world wants you to get involved. It'll hire your life, and you'll be zeicher to be a makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll zeicher to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.